start off the day by having a bit of a discussion about this campaign that Megan was involved in, which was the Gandalf Gardens. Like, can you sort of tell us really the situation? Like, what is the kind of, because I heard it's kind of concluded at this point.
And, yes. It is over, and disappointingly, we lost the trees that were there. So just for people who aren't familiar with the Gandolfo Gardens campaign, there is a garden called the Gandolfo Gardens in, it's near Moreland Station on the Upfield Line in Coburg. And in 1911, a bunch of citizens got together and funded a community park there. And what they also did is they planted trees at that time. So there are trees that are 110 years old. They were 110 years old on the site. Now, Alex RP, who is responsible for doing the works to put the train line over the roads in that area on several spots, has decided in their wisdom to chop down all of these trees in order to get their equipment in to do the work. Now, we did have senior engineers consult with us and say that this wasn't actually the only way, that they could move the station, 20 to 50 metres down the road to some vacant lot to save the trees. However, Alex RP, in their infinite wisdom, decided that they weren't going to listen to the community. The community consultation, we believe, was a total sham, and the works went ahead. So there was civil disobedience that was carried out by the community members in the Coburg, Brunswick area. We managed to stop them for a time, putting up the fence to surround the trees. We surrounded the forklift that was bringing out the fencing equipment, etc. We made the news, Channel 7, Channel 9, Herald Sun, etc. And there was a campaign that was launched, and it was quite effective in getting the word out there. We had round-the-clock shifts to spot when they were going to bring the cherry pickers in, etc. But unfortunately, they got the best of us. They bought at the last moment on a day. They bought the cherry pickers in at 5 a.m. They had over 10 cops in the area, and on the morning, I believe it was Tuesday morning, I think, we tried to stop them from having workers enter the area. We were pushed around, we were manhandled by the police, and eventually the workers got in and the trees were destroyed. So it's quite demoralising. These trees were mature trees, and just really quickly, mature trees are carbon sinks. They pull down carbon from the atmosphere and they put it into biomass, and that's something that we need. We need more mature trees in the suburbs for that particular reason. They also create cooler microclimates. It is absolutely proven that suburbs with more trees are cooler and they have less swings in temperature. They're not baking or freezing. So the more mature trees we have, the better the microclimates are in our parkland, in our suburbs. They're also homes for animals. So only trees over a certain age have holes in them, these native trees. And the holes are actually, homes to possums, to birds, to bees, etc., a whole host of native and non-native species. And also mature trees provide a natural corridor through the suburbs as well for animals to get from one natural area or one park area to another. We've just destroyed this. We've had this destroyed. The new trees that come there, that are planted there, won't reach maturity until the people who are cutting them down, they won't live to see trees of that maturity on that side before they die. That's the reality of it. And we've lost something that we could have saved. And Alex RP, the Daniel Andrews government, the Moreland City Council, Jacinta Allen, who's the planning minister, the transport minister, Richard Wynne, who's the planning minister, they're all responsible for this. They're all responsible for not listening to the community. They're all responsible for not coming up with a solution that was quite simple, that would have still had everything go on track, but we would have saved the trees. And I personally hold them responsible, and so does the community around there.
Yeah, I think one of the things is just a question for Megan. I guess what can you kind of say, like, in terms of, I mean, you alluded to some of these broader political trends, but what can you kind of say about the broader political trends around, especially since we're living in a, with the bushfire crisis, destroying hectares of land and trees, and then you have state governments destroying the Gandalfa Gardens, but then there's also the attempts to chop down the sacred trees in Jabron Embassy.
Yep, absolutely.
And then there's also, I think there's also potentially other local kind of issues, which we might not be aware of, happening across in both other states and within Victoria, where, you know, the state government essentially its interests take precedent over that of the community.
Yeah, well, I think there is a broader trend. I mean, the Daniel Andrews government is seen as quite a progressive government, but one of my colleagues recently said that the Daniel Andrews government is a rainbow-coloured bulldozer, and I quite agree with him. You know, they're progressive on some issues, but it does seem to be that there is this absolute disdain and dismissal of community concerns when it comes to removal of our green spaces, chopping down of our mature trees, and chopping down, in the case of the Jabiru trees, trees that are not only hundreds of years old, but culturally significant to First Nations people as well. We see a minister in Jacinta Allen who is completely stubborn and does not want to engage with the community when it comes to these things. I see the issue is not one just of a lack of communication with concerned citizens. I see it as a case of we have this almost this like bureaucratic monster that just lumbers over everything, and progress is made at any cost. You know, we have to have progress at any cost, at the cost of the trees, at the cost of the community. And we see a devaluing of this this toing and froing that we feel as a community is quite important. This is a community that we have. We live there. I mean, I raised my son in this area. My son played in the Gandalfo Gardens as a child, running amidst those trees and having fun. I have a personal connection to that. I can't imagine what's happening at Jabiru, where people have had generations and generations of connection to this, and yet they're still not being listened to by the community. I think that the actual political takeaway of this is that our government, our state government, this supposedly progressive government, does not seem to give a crap about community consultation. It is all a sham, and it's all there just to get, just to have them look like they're doing something. Mm. It's utterly ridiculous. Yeah.
And that's something I sort of observed at this campaign. It kind of relates to kind of almost this kind of political idea that we have these kind of experts, these state ministers who are talking with all these sort of experts, and they know best, even though the community campaign, as far as I know, had an expert draft up an alternative plan.
We consulted senior engineers. We talked about alternative plans to people who are experts.
Who put forward alternative plans, but of course they wanted to put politically a political kind of alternative to the chopping down of Gandalf and Cree's. And of course, the fact is they weren't clearly, as the chopping of the trees indicates, they were not being listened to, because clearly the state government knows best. It doesn't want to change its track in response to any kind of real community pressure.
I just want to point out a story. So there was about four concerned community members. Now, LXRP had a public office that was open for community consultation. They had people in there, staff were paid to liaise with the community in a public community office. Now, several members who were concerned about the Gandalfo Gardens trees being chopped down, they went to the office. They went in, or they tried to approach the staff members and ask them questions about the program, which they were paid to do, and this was a public office. Hmm. Not only did so, they didn't. The staff member that they talked to did not give them her first name, and okay, that's fine. But what she also did was she refused to answer any questions. She shut the door to the public office on these people's faces, and then she subsequently called the police on concerned community members coming in to this public office to talk to her and have her do her job, which she was paid for. Now, they were the police were quite bemused as to why they were being called. These people were not in any way violent. They were not in any way, disturbing the peace or anything like that. They were literally there to have this woman do her job, and she didn't do her job, and she called the police. And mind you, I mean, like, some of these people were elderly retired women. It's not like they were, you know, in any way intimidating at all. But this is basically highlights the sorts of attitude that LXRP and the Daniel Andrews government has had throughout the whole thing of this campaign. And I also just want to point out, I mean, it does sound like just a simple community campaign. Well, it's a bunch of trees, right? Aren't they going to be replanting these trees after the works have been done and creating a new park? Well, yes, that is the case. But as I've said, mature trees are basically an important part of our suburbs, and we are losing green spaces hand over fist here in the suburbs, and mature trees should be part of every green space. Now, what I also assume they're going to do is they're going to be planting trees, native trees that are smaller and more manageable than these large trees, you know, smaller taproots, smaller branches. It's all going to be more manageable, which means that we're going to have less of the biomass that these mature trees had. We're going to have less of these creations of these cool microclimates in these parks. We're going to have less of a wildlife refuge because, you know, these trees, as I said, they won't have these holes that these mature trees have for 50 years or more. But it's also part of a wider, broader problem that we have here in the suburbs. I mean, in Victoria and around, you know, around Australia, we are having large tracts of native lands and trees burned, decimated, trees destroyed everywhere because of bushfires, which are linked to the climate crisis. And here we are in the suburbs destroying the very same trees that we are sad that have been lost in the bushfires. It is an absolute, it boggles the mind. Why are we doing this? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the community consultation is a bit of a sham. It's almost like pretty similar to, in some ways, to how the system of the Soviet Union ran, because basically there was this open thing with every kind of policy or every political decision that was made in the Soviet Union that you could, you know, have your say by sending in a survey or filling in some kind of survey or writing some kind of letter, but generally those letters and those surveys or that information was only just read from the bureaucrats. And of course, there was generally no transparent process on how you could open that up democratically to people. Yeah. And it's not that much different because essentially when the government has made its political decision, the community generally, they generally just want the community to just rubber stamp that decision.
There's definite rubber stamping occurring. And just on that transparency, we have found consistently community members that have contacted LXRP, they are very reticent to give us any information. We have found that members of LXRP's communications group has given varying answers or different answers to different people, some of which directly conflict with what they've been told previously, again, by an LXRP paid community consultant. You know, we've constantly found that we've been fobbed off. We aren't allowed to get the information that we require. There has been no transparency. I mean, I will state that categorically. There's been no transparency at all with LXRP community consultation. And they have been community consultations, but what they've done is they've cherry-picked the people that they're going to be talking to in the community. They'll actually hand-pick them to make sure that they're not going to be anyone who asks any awkward questions. And that is their community consultation. You know, that's how they go forward, yeah, which is laughable.